Hello, my name's Rich, and welcome to our new Monday Roundup section on Premier Skills English.
Hi everyone, I'm Jack. Every Monday, we're going to tell you everything that's been happening in the Premier League, and use lots of football English so you can listen and practice.
We're here to talk in English about a topic that you and I both love, football. If you're learning English, one of the best ways to learn is by listening and talking about topics that you enjoy.
We are here for football fans from all over the world. We want you to improve your English and at the same time interact with international Premier League fans in our comments section.
We're going to discuss last weekend's matches, the best players, the best matches, fantasy football, and lots of football English phrases, and make some predictions for next weekend.
And we want you to do exactly the same, either on the Premier Skills English website or the Premier Skills British Council Facebook page, if that's where you're listening to us.
Let's get on with this week's roundup.
Let's take a look at this week's headlines.
Chelsea stunned by Burnley at the Bridge.
Last season's champions, Chelsea, were beaten 3-2 at home by Burnley. Burnley went into an amazing 3-0 lead before Chelsea came back, but it was too little too late for the champions, who also had two players sent off.
Huddersfield Town get off to a flying start.
Huddersfield Town celebrated their first ever match in the Premier League with a brilliant 3-0 win away at Crystal Palace. Huddersfield's record signing, Steve Meunier, scored twice on his Premier League debut.
Lukaku gets Manchester United firing.
Romelu Lukaku scored two goals on his Premier League debut for Manchester United as they thrashed West Ham 4-0 at Old Trafford.
A great first Premier League weekend of the season. It's great to have the football back.
Yes, and some great matches. What about that Burnley result?
Brilliant for Burnley. Not such a good start for the Premier League champions. Did you know that Burnley only won one away match the whole of last season?
Brilliant. It just shows what the Premier League is all about. Anybody can beat anybody on the day. So, what about the promoted teams? Huddersfield had a great start.
Newcastle and Brighton started with defeat, but like you say, Huddersfield had a fantastic win, 3-0 away at Crystal Palace. Lots of people have predicted Huddersfield to be relegated, but not if they play like they did on Saturday. No way.
I think it's brilliant for the Premier League if the underdogs can do well. What about Manchester United? They're looking good.
4-0, a great start. United found it difficult at home last season and difficult to score goals, but not on Sunday. 4-0 and Lukaku off the mark straight away.
Lukaku could be a good bet for top goal scorer this season.
Right. Every Monday, we're going to give out three Match Week awards. Player of the Week, Team of the Week, and Match of the Week.
In the comments section, you need to tell us if you agree with our choices.
So many to choose from. Wayne Rooney getting the winner on his return to Everton. Steve Meunier, Romelu Lukaku, and Sam Vokes all getting two goals for their clubs, Huddersfield, Manchester United and Burnley.
But we can only choose one. And our Match Week 1 Player of the Week award goes to Manchester United's Nemanja Matic.
Our next award is for Team of the Week.
Tottenham, Manchester United and Manchester City all looked good, but
our Match Week 1 Team of the Week goes to Huddersfield Town.
And our third and final award is for the Match of the Week. There were 31 goals scored on the opening weekend of the Premier League. That's an average of over 3 goals per game.
And our winning match smashed that average with 7 goals. Our Match Week 1 Match of the Week goes to Arsenal v Leicester City.
A 4-3 thriller, and my perfect result. A great game, but with my team finishing on top.
A good result for Arsenal. My team, Liverpool, conceded an injury time equaliser. Gutted. Many of you will be playing fantasy football this season. This is the game where you choose actual Premier League players to score you points and play in leagues with friends and other people from all over the world.
The game is organised by the Premier League and it's totally free to play. You can choose your own team on the Fantasy Premier League website. The address is fantasy.premierleague.com.
Premier Skills also has a private league which you can also join for free. The only thing you need is a private league code.
The code is 883788-212918.
You can join now, and each match week we'll announce the Fantasy Premier League team of the week.
The Premier Skills Fantasy Premier League team of the week for Match Week 1 is Saib, which is managed by Samuel Ipiana from Tanzania. Saib scored 89 points and is the early leader in our Premier Skills League. As you may know from last season, Rich chooses one match every week and predicts the result. We want you to say if you agree with Rich in the comments section at the bottom of the page.
This week, the big match is Tottenham v Chelsea. The top two from last season clash on Match Week 2. And it will be Tottenham's first Premier League game at Wembley, where they're playing all their home matches this season. Spurs got off to a good start with a 2-0 win at Newcastle in Match Week 1, while Chelsea, of course, lost at home to Burnley. I really fancy Spurs for this match, and I think Harry Kane will get his first goals of the season. I'm going for a 2-1 win to Tottenham.
It could be the biggest attendance ever at a Premier League match. 90,000 fans at Wembley. It will be a very special day.
Okay, we want you to make your predictions. Just put your prediction at the bottom of the page, on the website, or on our Facebook page.
Right, that's all we have time for now. I hope you've enjoyed this Monday roundup. Don't forget to join the discussion at the bottom of this page.
Or on Premier Skills British Council Facebook page, if that's where you're listening.
Bye for now, and enjoy your football.